Oh, how exciting is this? In the studio with me right now is Denise Stillman. Denise is one of the owners of the Field of Dreams. That Field of Dreams? Oh, yeah, that Field of Dreams. Denise, congratulations. You own the Field of Dreams.
Thank you so much, Bill.
All right, here's the magic question. How does a girl go from growing up in Coal City, Illinois, to owning the Field of Dreams?
It's a long road, Bill.
I would imagine. I can't even imagine. Is this something that was a goal of yours forever? You must have seen the movie years and years ago, huh?
Oh, more than 20 years ago, yeah. Right, at Bradley University with my husband, Mike. And it wasn't a plan, you know, that was divined from above 20 plus years ago. It just seemed to collide with the realities in our lives about 2.5 years ago.
So you've been there at some point, right? It's in Iowa. I don't know the city in Iowa.
Dyersville.
It's in Dyersville, Iowa. The first time you went there, how long ago was the first time you saw it?
Just a little over 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you did you say to yourselves at the time, we should own this. This should be something that we own.
It actually was a dream of my husband's for quite some time. He had gone many, many times on guys' trips, and I was never invited. But
what's with that? Yeah,
it was
go
a guy's
on.
Thing. Yeah. It was a guy's thing, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so no, we put a plan together and showed it to the Lansings, who are the former owners, and they loved it because they don't have any children to pass the farm to.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted the farm to stay close to its original intent,
mm-hmm.
and to still have a connection to kids and families, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Did they originally, and forgive me for not knowing this, Denise, but I don't, when they built it originally, it was just for the movie, right? It wasn't an existing baseball field, but when they made the movie, that was the genesis of it, right?
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
It was built in 1988 by Universal Studios.
Oh, no. Is Field of Dreams that old already?
It is.
It is from 1988?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And then was the original plan, once the filming was done, were they just going to knock the field down and turn it back into farmland? Was that what they were going to do?
Well, in fact, the farm, the field itself, was owned by two separate farmers whose property line divides left and center.
Yeah.
And the left and center gentleman did plow the left side under and turned it back to farmland.
You can't do that to the Field of Dreams.
The Don Lansing kept his side, and yeah. They worked it out and kept it all together. So, yeah, and about a little over 5 years ago, it was then owned all by Don Lansing.
And it's one of those things, you know, in my lifetime, I think the two movies that I always think of where people just want to see it, they want to go and see it, are The House from The Christmas Story and The Field from Field of Dreams. There's just something in us, and I don't know if it's just because we're Midwesterners or what it is, but we want to go there. We want to make a pilgrimage and see what it's like, don't we?
Well, you're not alone, Bill. There are more than 65,000 people who've been going there, and as I've made trips there numerous times this summer on business, I would stop in the parking lot and see license plates from Oregon, from Virginia, from Florida, and then I'd see people traveling in from China and from Japan, and this place just continues to draw people for some reason. They need to come see it. And
why
so
do
we
you
want
think
to
that is? What's going on there that people just feel a connection? What is it, do you think?
I think it's part of putting your finger on a piece of fantasy.
Yeah.
And wanting to be a part of that.
Yeah. What sort of shape is it in now? My guess is anytime there's a transition, a business transition like Field of Dreams or anything like this, some work needs to be done, right? It's not ready right now, right? You're going to do something with it?
Well, it will. The field will remain as is. We're getting ready to open for tourism on April 1st. That's our traditional first day of business. And we're just getting the gift shop ready and making sure that all the collectibles that people want to bring home are there. Right now, it's under about 12 inches of snow.
Yeah.
But Don will be out there cutting grass, and we've already got a farmer ready to plant the corn, and so they're all ready to go.
I know you have a couple of kids, Denise. They're here in the studio. Does this excite them the way? I mean, we're adults. We shouldn't be that excited by this. Kids should be the ones who are excited. Does this do something for your kids, the fact that they're in on the family that owns the Field of Dreams now?
I think so. I think Claire and John, they've been troopers this last 2.5 years. In fact, they're here with me this weekend at the American Baseball Coaches Association show, and they're learning all about the baseball business and things that John, as a travel ball player, has known. But certainly, they're very excited to be part of this history.
Are you going to buy up other fields from other movies? Is the field from Pride of the Yankees up for sale or Major League? Are you going to buy any of those?
No, that's not the plan yet. Anyway, let's get this one and get it done right. Yeah, you were in Major League, weren't
you? I was
you?
In Major League. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I was in Major League. There is another baseball name connected with Field of Dreams who is involved in your investment group, and it's a pretty impressive person, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, he wore the same emblem that's on your baseball cap this morning. So, yeah, Mr. Wade Boggs is part of our group.
Now, how did that happen? How'd you hook up with a guy like Wade Boggs? That's great.
Again, serendipity. There's so many godlike moments in this project that things have just come together where you would never imagine that they would have. It just happened. It took a few months to get him on board, but he certainly is a lover of the project.
Don't you think that guys who play Major League Ball, all the guys that I've talked to on any team, whenever you talk about the movie end of baseball, they become little kids again. There's an excitement that comes over them, and I got to think Wade Boggs to be an owner in Field of Dreams, that's a big thing for him, right?
He's a big kid at heart. He's a terrific guy. The first time that we met via phone, I felt this connection with him, and then when we brought him to Dyersville to see the field and check it out, he was just like a kid in a candy store. When we came over the hill and he saw the house, he's like, wow. It's fun.
It's so funny because you think a guy like Wade Boggs has probably seen it all and done it all. What would it take to still excite a guy like Wade Boggs? But as you just pointed out, that's what it takes.
Yeah, simple things in life. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Go back with me to that first time that you saw the movie with your husband. This was one of your first dates, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you remember about it? Like the first time you saw that movie? Because I'm telling you, after I saw it, I took my wife to see it, and I was in tears at the end of it. And she said, I don't understand why you're crying. And I said, there's just something there. There's just, I don't know how to put it into words, but I think, I hope it's this way for girls too. For a lot of guys, baseball is like an underlying thread that just goes all through our lives. And that movie just depicted it beautifully.
Yeah, I think the most poignant moment from that date, I think he was actually a little nervous to see it with me because he knew he was going to cry.
Weep,
yeah. But when he felt comfortable doing so, I thought he was a pretty good guy. So
there's a scene in the movie that I still to this day don't understand, Denise, and maybe you can help explain it to me. You own the Field of Dreams. Kevin Costner, whenever he talks about playing catch with his dad, he says the phrase, do you want to have a catch? Can we have a catch, Dad? And I don't know anybody who said it that way. Is that a regional thing? Do you know? Why do people say have a catch?
That's a great question. That is a great question. I'll have to ask Kevin next time I talk to him.
Do you talk to Kevin Costner?
I have talked to him
about
the project.
You've talked to Kevin Costner?
Yes.
What does he say about this?
Oh, he, again, that whole factor of his whole demeanor changed because he didn't know me from Adam. And then I explained what I was doing. And he said, oh. His whole guard, you know, went down. He's like, I love that place. It's my favorite place on earth. I'm glad you're saving it.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? I got a chance a couple of years ago. I had Ray Liotta on. He had a different movie out, and Ray Liotta plays one of the ball players in that movie. And I said to him, of all the movies you've done, what holds a place in your heart? What movie do you look back on and went, wow, I'm part of that movie? And he's been in some pretty impressive films. He said, without a doubt, it's Field of Dreams.
I love how you say it's one of the ball players. He's Shoeless Joe?
He's Shoeless Joe. All right. For those of you who don't know, he's the ball player. He is the guy. Yeah. But doesn't, how about that? I don't know, has he been in 25 or 30 movies? But that's the one that always stands out for him.
It was a remarkable summer there. We've talked to many of the locals who have been part of that movie making. I mean, you can't go to Dyersville, Iowa without talking to someone. It's like, oh, I was in the seventh car at the end of the scene. I was, you know, they all have a story. And it transformed that town.
Yeah. What is your goal with this? What do you hope to accomplish? What are you going to make this into, do you think?
Well, the same magic that we're talking about today, Bill, I want to keep that going for generations to come.
Yeah.
You know, when we're old and gray and grandkids, and that I want them to say, gosh, have you gone to the Field of Dreams movie site?
Yeah.
And that's what we want to keep. And to do that, that's why we need to build a little bit bigger a business that keeps these younger kids coming so that they understand it and see the magic and get excited and not just say, oh, we're going to a farm, Dad. Do they have Wi-Fi? You know, that's what we want to do.
For a while, Denise, they had, they called it a barnstorming team. There was a team that emanated from Field of Dreams, but what they would do is they would go around the country and they would play. I got to play them one time. It was a media day. So all the guys who were on TV and radio here in town played this Field of Dreams team. And they were amazing. It was all like semi-pro guys that were all based out of Iowa. Do they still do something like that?
They do. You're talking about the Ghost Players.
The Ghost Players.
That's right.
The name. I couldn't remember the name.
That's right. Yeah, we've met many of them in our journey. And You know, they're all a little bit older, just like all of us
yeah.
in the movie 20 plus years ago. And I've asked them, would they come back and play? They said, I don't know if we fit in our uniforms.
Some of the ghosts found donuts.
That's right.
At the time when we played them, and this, I think we're going back about 6 or 7 years now, they had only lost 4 or 5 games. They'd been playing for 2 or 3 years. They were going all around the country and only lost 4 or 5 games. And they thought, well, we'll just play a bunch of Chicago TV and radio people. We'll just wipe the floor with them. And we only lost by 2 runs, which is not too bad. It's still, they still beat us, but by 2 runs, I was pretty happy with that.
Well, Iowa's pretty synonymous with baseball, so I'm impressed because
yeah.
they play hard. Out there. Yeah.
Unless I'm mistaken, I think nearly every guy on that team had played either AA or AAA baseball at some point, right?
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
So, all right. So we've got this traveling team. We've got the ghost team. And then are they a permanent fixture when they're not traveling? Do they stay at the Field of Dreams and play? Or who's there playing usually?
It's usually just visitors who come to play a pickup game. But we hope to have the ghost players out maybe a few more times now to be part of that.
I'm surprised. Well, I guess the field isn't big enough to accommodate it, but I'm surprised that some major teams wouldn't do like some sort of a summer classic there. Is that something you guys have considered?
The summer classic, winter classic for hockey. We've had a whole bunch of fun ideas, and we plan to put a lot of those special events on, just to make it more fun for the kids to come out.
I'm so excited for you. I mean, just to keep it local is a very, very nice thing. But I see nothing but good things ahead for you guys over at the Field of Dreams. If people want to know how to get there, if people want to know what they can see there, I'm guessing there's a website set up, right?
Yeah, there's been a website, obviously, for the business. It's called fieldofdreamsmoviesite.com. Mm-hmm. And they can see we're going to be working on that website, improving it as we work on the business now. And then allstarballparkheaven.com talks about the development north of the field. So it's down the street from the field.
Will you at some point, we've mentioned some pretty lofty names, guys like Kevin Costner. Is there any plan to bring them out? Do they come out with any regularity? Do any of the guys from the movie show up at the field ever?
We've already contacted Kevin to come out, actually with his band, Modern West.
That's
where he travels now. Yeah, he does a lot of traveling through Iowa with that band. So we've talked to them about coming out for the grand opening or something like that.
And he's up for that, you think?
Well, we got to fit better in his schedule. He's a busy guy.
I'll call him. I'll get that done.
I appreciate
for you.
That.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And then I have another question for you, Denise, and this is a selfish question. We just established as you came in and sat down, it turns out you're from the same small town that my wife is from, a town called Coal City, Illinois. We were kidding before you came on the air that it was a big day there in Coal City. The day that what happened?
The stoplight was
installed.
They
put a stoplight up.
Wait a minute. I grew up in Carbon Hill.
Steve's from Carbon Hill.
Oh, my goodness.
How about
Not
that?
Really, I'm making that up.
No, Steve. I think he might just be messing with
you. The Twin Cities.
Yeah, the Twin Cities is right. But now here's a question for you about Coal City. My wife always swears by there's a candy that they make there called G-Shaft candy because many of the people who grew up in Coal City were miners, right? So they made this candy called G-Shaft candy, and it's the worst thing I've ever had in my entire life. It's just god-awful. Have you ever had this candy?
I have not.
You're the luckiest person in the world, then.
I have some interesting news for you, though.
What do you have?
The mayor of Dyersville is also from Coal City.
See, it's just becoming a huge, huge destination, isn't it?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's going to be big. So that day that they put the stoplight in, were you there for that, or you're too young for that probably,
No,
right?
I was gone already. I would think I was in college when that happened.
The way that my wife's family tells the story is that the day they did this, people took the day off of work so that they could be there for the unveiling of the stoplight, and they talk about it to this day.
It did change the face of Coal City. A McDonald's was put up right next to that stoplight.
Yep, and that alleviated not all, but much of the traffic there in Coal City. It used to take 2.5 minutes to get from point A to point B. Now it only takes 2 minutes, so it's a better thing. Well, Denise, I'm so happy for you guys, the new owners of the Field of Dreams, and then this investment group that you're involved with. Is the plan then, I was kidding around about buying other movie sites, but what other than buying things like the Field of Dreams, what else do you do?
Well, that's the biggest plan that we have is building the big ballpark down the street from the Field of Dreams. And that's going to take a lot of time, talent, and energy. So
yeah, that's going to be a full-time job, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever I can do, you just say the word.
I will give you a call.
I'm here for you. It's Denise Stillman, part of the investment group that is now the owners of the Field of Dreams in Iowa. Give the website out again for me one more time, if you wouldn't mind.
There's two of them, the allstarballparkheaven.com and fieldofdreamsmoviesite.com.
Very, very good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is big, big news.